USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Wednesday the expansion of an enforcement crackdown on human trafficking related to illegal border crossings. Operation Lone Star was launched back in March to help combat drug smuggling and human trafficking on the border. Governor Abbott blamed President Biden's policies for the current situation on the southern border, necessitating the operation's expansion. He says he expects the administration to step up and join the effort.
My expectation is today the Biden administration will step up and do its job to address the human trafficking component about this. If they fail to do so, for one, they should answer to Americans why they are failing these children in this human trafficking enterprise. But also, if they fail to do so, we will use every tool that we have available to us to fully address this challenge.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns. And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
A Georgia court may take a deeper look into absentee ballots from the November election as part of a lawsuit over alleged voter fraud.
A judge in Georgia, Henry County Superior Judge Brian Amaro, is indicating that he may unseal Fulton County absentee ballots so a government watchdog investigation into claims of voter fraud in the November election can proceed. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported the case stems from a lawsuit by Garland Favorito, but the judge cautioned, "I can't sign the order until such a time as I'm satisfied that the manner and method of review is reasonable." The judge is prohibiting Favorito's experts from revealing their work without permission from the court first. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In Washington, D.C., police say they've arrested a man with a rifle and ammunition near the vice president's residence. The Texas man was initially detained by the Secret Service near the Naval Observatory, which is where the vice president's residence is located. Police say they found a rifle and ammunition in his car. The suspect now faces multiple weapons charges. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pandemic isn't the biggest worry for the market anymore. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Inflation is the number one risk for the market, according to a monthly survey of global asset managers commissioned by Bank of America. The survey knocked COVID-19 out of the top worry spot for the first time since February of 2020. The Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis data indicates 37% think inflation is now the number one market worry, and they're not alone. 93% of investors in the survey expect inflation to rise in the next 12 months. That's the highest reading in the history of the survey, which goes back to 1995. 35% said the risk of the central bank ending market stimulating activities is the number one concern. It should also be noted, the survey also found fund managers were incredibly bullish. 91% of respondents expected a stronger economy, the highest result on record. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Federal Communications Commission has levied its largest ever fine against telemarketers. Two Texas telemarketing firms received a $225 million fine for making about a billion robocalls where they falsely claimed to sell health insurance. The companies admitted to knowingly calling numbers on the national Do Not Call list and used spoofed phone numbers that appeared to come from a local number. The FCC also sent cease and desist letters to another six companies accused of making robocalls. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.